Father Craig, who shared a word with me this morning, it so ministered to me, I just said, why don't you get that word? And today. So,
amen.
It was awesome. We're better than what I was going to give you, so I thought, well, we'll let him do it. So,
and what he left out, that was about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, look what the Lord showed me. Hey, you got the word. So like, okie dokie.
Raw.
So you're going to get the raw version. You know, I love that gospel reading where he said, Jesus was saying to Peter that, you know, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but God did. And last time, Friday, when I spoke, I gave that word out of 2 Corinthians where it said that God who has shown in our hearts to give this illumination of Jesus, of the knowledge of Jesus in his presence. And that word shown, we did the verb tense in the Greek, who something that happened in the past has shown but continually shines in our heart. That God has shown but continually shined in our heart to give us this illumination of Christ who's within us. And so a simple prayer is, Lord, show me. You know, give me illumination, revelation of who Jesus is. And that's how I always start off my time with him in that prayer. So it's a real simple word. I prayed that prayer, and the Lord I just saw, you know, Ephesians chapter 2 just popped in my mind, and I felt like the Lord was saying, hey, I'm going to show you something new here that's going to be really cool. So to me, it's really cool, okay? I hope I can convey this to you. starting in verse 4, God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. And then in parentheses here, by grace you have been saved. And I just stopped on that for a minute. And I have my little stuff out, my iPad out, and I'm looking at there's a thing you can pull up where you can see the Greek, how it's originally written in there. And that word by is actually the word in. But listen to this, read it again. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ in grace. To grace. I'm sorry. I totally messed that up. To grace, you have been saved. Not by grace, but actually to grace, you have been saved. And in verse 8, again he says it. For to grace, you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. So in my thinking, every time I ever read these verses, it was, the grace of God saved me years ago when I came to Christ. That's awesome. It was the grace of God. By grace, I've been saved. But when you put in that word to, it just totally changes it. To grace, you have been saved. Remember that saved is something that happened in the past, but has a continual effect in my life right now. In other words, the grace of God saved me, and the grace of God continually saves me, because I'm now plunged into this thing called grace. I'm saved to grace. I'm saved to experience God's grace. I stand in grace, right? So, to grace. In other words, you've been saved by grace to grace that you could experience grace. And listen to this in verse 7. It made verse 7 come back to life to me. In order that in the ages, the eons to come, God might show the surpassing riches of his grace. He might show this, the riches. We talked about that Friday. The treasure means a storehouse is just full of endless treasure. He might show this endless treasure, surpassing riches of grace through his kindness forever in Christ Jesus. Because to grace, I've been saved. I've been saved to it, right? I love those verb tenses they had. Something that happened in the past that has a continual effect that will continue on every day of my life. So for you, God saved you by grace, but he also saved you to it, that you might experience the surpassing riches of this grace forever. The eons to come, that means forever, now and forever and ever and ever to it, right? So since you've been saved to it, pray that prayer. Since God, you're always showing and illuminating this in my heart. Give me illumination to this grace that I've been saved to, that you might show me the surpassing riches of it. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.